60 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Hello to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to another special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate coming to you from 34 Calle Santa Casia, a stunning single-level, soft contemporary home just minutes from downtown Santa Fe. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I hope you will join us today for a tour of this home, which offers incredibly flexible spaces, a working studio, and handsome interior finishes of the highest quality and design. So come join us right now at 34 Calle Santa Casia, which is very easy to get to. Just take Route 599, exit onto Camino de los Montañas, travel Montoyas. Travel 1.5 miles and then take a right on Calle Santa Casia and then follow the open house signs to number 34. And if you're coming from downtown Santa Fe, you may want to avoid the Guadalupe Street area where the Fiesta Parade is starting. Now, once you get here, you'll be able to hear some conversations I'll have with a variety of interesting folks, enjoy some terrific refreshments, as well as tour this fabulous home. Before we get going with the show, I invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are partners of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services and products. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you to a list of these stellar New Mexico companies. And one of these companies, of All Things Real Estate, Rod Geston Design, can provide you with a full range of architectural services. So, again, for more information on Rod Geston Design, go to the radio show webpage on www.sfrp.com. I also invite you to join us next Sunday at 22 Entrada La Cienega at exit 271, right off of I-25, for a very special remote broadcast from this significant Adobe Hacienda. That's next Sunday, September 19th at noon, for another remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate. As always, we have a lot going on with the show today, and with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at 1260 KTRC, and my very skilled technician, Colin McAdams, right here at 34 Calle Santa Casia. I want to kick things off by introducing my friend and today's color commentator, the very well-respected Santa Fe area manager of Fidelity National Title, Mr. Steve Reiman. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. So nice to be here with you. So nice to be sitting on the front deck of 34 Calle Santa Casia. We're looking at the Jemez Mountains in the distance, a beautiful blue sky. The Mexican hats and the lavender in the garden here set a beautiful setting for today's show.
Absolutely, and gosh, I couldn't have said it any better. That is almost poetic. This is a terrific location. Actually, I was driving around a little bit. I got here early, Steve, and I drove all the way up Montoyas and up to Tano Road, and I noticed that there are so many lovely houses in this neighborhood, all of which are set on large areas, large lots. Terrific views, but the amazing thing is how close this is to downtown. I mean, you feel like you're in the country, but boom, you're there in a minute, right?
It's a real sleeper of a neighborhood, Ray. Up here, it gets real peaceful real quickly as soon as you turn off of Highway 599. You're in town, like you say, in about 10, 12 minutes easy, but it really does have a remote feel and a gentle feel with the nice rolling hills, et cetera. It's a beautiful part of town.
Yeah. I always like to, whenever I have Steve Reiman with me, talk to him a little bit about the state of the market, because he's one of the people I respect enormously in this community of real estate, and he has his finger on the pulse. So, Steve, from your standpoint as the Santa Fe area manager of Fidelity National Title, how is real estate today?
It's good. It's good. We are actually very encouraged, partly because our market share is up, and so company-wise at Fidelity we're doing real well. But generally speaking, people are entering into negotiations. They're willing to work a little bit. Sellers have made some price modifications, which is obviously attracting new buyers in, and the contracts are coming together and closing. We're encouraged, and I think the fourth quarter probably bodes to be a pretty good fourth quarter.
Well, and we all know, and there are a number of national studies and analysts who say that Santa Fe is somewhat of an anomaly in that it's going to take us less time to rebound from the current economic situation. Prices maybe will go up for real estate a little bit faster than they will in other parts of the country. That, I think, is resulting in a lot of people taking a look, again, at Santa Fe as a destination for second, third, and fourth homes. Don't you agree?
It's still a bargain market, if you will, compared to a lot of other markets in the country. And we offer, obviously, Santa Fe offers, you know, just a marvelous standard of life and quality of life here. So people continue to look at Santa Fe. People are making offers on properties. Buyers and sellers negotiating hard to try and make transactions happen. Brokers are working harder than ever to make sure their clients see enough inventory, really do get a feel for what's available in the marketplace, and then bring them home to make a good transaction.
Well, and that's a perfect segue. I want to introduce two of the hardest working brokers that I know. I'd like to welcome my broker colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Christina Bronco and Jan Hamilton, to the show. Now, Christina and Jan are the official hosts today here at 34 Calle Santa Casia. Again, they're very well-respected realtors in our community. Welcome to the show, guys.
Well, thank you so much for having us. Christina and I have really been looking forward to this opportunity to spend this time with you and to be out here at this magnificent listing that we represent.
Yeah, and before we actually get into talking about the features of this property, as good brokers, you want to sell the public on this, and we invite everyone, again, to come on out here to 34 Calle Santa Casia. Christina and Jan have laid out this fabulous spread of refreshments. This is a fabulous home to take a tour of, so you guys are going to be here well into the afternoon. We encourage people to come on out and take a tour till 3 o'clock. But before we get into the conversation about that, I'd like to ask you, how did you guys actually partner up in real estate? How did that come to pass?
I've been in real estate about 22 years now, and at about year 18, I was thinking about needing a little bit more time to pursue some other interests. Christina, who had had her real estate license for, what, 7 or 8 years?
Yes,
just about at that time, approached me, and we decided it would be a really good opportunity for both of us to work together and to serve our clients in a different way. I've been in real estate sales. Christina had been building houses, so we brought and we do bring different strengths to our partnership.
Mm-hmm. And that really makes a big difference, too. I mean, Christina, you guys are first and foremost friends. Do I say you're business partners first and then friends? Or what? Depends on the day of the week. Is that
exactly,
it?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We have a great time working together, and it's being a big plus. Right now, we really support each other very well in this market. And I think that is also we can serve our clients better, being sellers or buyers. And speaking of our sellers, we feel very proud to represent Chris Long with Wheeler Construction and Yuki Murata. They are the sellers for this beautiful house. And because I've been in I built 4 houses in the last 8 years, it's a big treat to represent this house
right.
as well. It's just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Well, and my colleague Steve Rehman of Fidelity National Title has worked with both of you ladies on many occasions. Steve, it's been a hell working with these two, hasn't it?
Oh, it's just brutal. Just it's an absolute pleasure every opportunity we have. And it really is true that once you create this synthesis of different kinds of energy, how it actually amplifies and enhances both, because I think that both Jan and Christina have seen improvement in their market. They've also seen improvement in their own lifestyles. I know Jan's taken some classes, and they're able to travel a little bit, so it benefits them, but it really does benefit their clients. The two types of energy they bring is really exciting, and I would encourage buyers and sellers in this market to give them an opportunity.
Yeah, and I think the word that you used, Christina, was your skills complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, in a lot of partnerships in real estate, sometimes people gravitate towards similar interests, and often they're competing against each other unnecessarily. So I think it's good for your clients, actually, mm-hmm. to have two people who focus on different aspects of the process. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got about two minutes before we have to take a break. Let's get right into the nitty-gritty of this beautiful property. And by the way, we will have Yuki and Chris on the show later on to talk about it. But, Christine, you want to lead off with a few sort of general aspects of the property?
Sure. This house is a contemporary house, but very livable, very soft. It's a family home. It's a dream come true for any artist because it has a working studio that anyone would just love to spend time and be creative in. It's, as I said, it's one level and is three bedrooms in one side of the house and an office, and then has the separation of spaces on the other side with the studio and the guest quarters. And I just love the fact that they have a one big space, kitchen, living room, and dining room, so everybody gathers up in the heart of the house. And the consistency of materials of this house is just absolutely impeccable. All the details, I mean, Chris did a great job, and Yuki, in the choices they made. So it's beautiful. Come on out and have a look yourself.
Well, absolutely. And that's a great way to sort of segue to a break here on All Things Real Estate. So we do invite you to come on out here to 34 Calle Santa Casia, take a tour of this beautiful, soft, contemporary property, also enjoy some refreshments, have a conversation with Steve Freeman of Fidelity National Title, talk to Christina and Jan, meet the designer and builder, talk to Colin McAdams. I mean, we have it all today. We actually have Steve Riemann's lovely wife, and she's with us too, so it is a full show today. Anyway, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on the radio show. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about this property. So again, come on out here, 34 Calle Santa Casia. We'll be back in a minute.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. We are out here at 34 Calle Santa Casia, this beautiful, soft, contemporary home, doing a remote broadcast today. I'm joined, it's my privilege to actually have Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title with me as my color commentator. He's going to be going in and out all day, aren't you?
Ray, I am, and I have to tell you that I don't know that I completely understood the concept of soft contemporary until I walked into this home.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very... it's got a contemporary style, but it certainly is a gentle, easy-flowing home, very gracious spaces all the way around, a lot of extra little rooms and nooks and crannies, by the way. I really dug that.
Yeah.
But it does have a very gentle feel for what you think is a contemporary design.
Well, and we're going to get into that in a couple of minutes because we're going to be joined in a couple of minutes by the actual designer and the builder of this property. We're lucky. This doesn't happen very often. Typically, when we're doing a remote broadcast, we're selling a house for sellers who aren't present, but this is a very unique story. Before we do that, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. They are actually new partners of All Things Real Estate. We're delighted to have them. They're very well respected in the community. You probably know about them, Steve. And we
sure did.
Actually will have Tom Simon on the show live with us next week. So now I'd like to welcome, with all this fanfare we've been building up to, the award-winning designer and builder of 34 Calle Santa Casia, Yuki Murata and Chris Wheeler-Long. Besides collaborating on the design and construction of this fabulous home, Yuki and Chris are also married and call this stunning property home. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you, and welcome to our house.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm going to tell you, Chris, as Steve was trying to tell you, we have one microphone. Just don't look at me. Just listen to me. Look at Chris and just talk into the microphone. Anyway, you know what we're going to do is we're going to frame this for the listeners because, again, this is very unusual to have not only the sellers of the property who live in the house, but they designed it and built it. We're going to cover all that territory. I, first of all, want to start out, and Steve Riemann is going to jump in here in a minute, a little bit of background about the two of you. If you looked at your resume, Yuki, people would be perhaps intimidated by the credentials that you have from your design standpoint. I mean, a graduate of Yale and on and on and on. But I think maybe more from the listener's standpoint, talk a little bit about how you and Chris came together and how you actually are living here in Santa Fe, why you're here, and how you actually decided to collaborate in your business.
Well, my family first came out to New Mexico and settled in Taos in the late 80s. And I just had started high school, so I started coming out to New Mexico and kind of couldn't get it out of my system and kept coming back, and, you know, for summers and then during college and after college and in between graduate school. And finally, after graduate school, I decided that if I could do what I wanted to do and be a designer and live in New Mexico, then I was going to do it. So,
sure.
So I ended up coming back here and working for a local architect here, and then I met Chris and managed to convince him to move here. And when I met him, he was a builder, and I just
love at first sight, and then it just seemed like a natural development to you do the designing, Chris does the construction. And I should add, Chris, you're no slouch either in this community. You are an award-winning builder. You actually have been a Parade of Homes award-winning recipient on a couple of years ago for some of your other properties. I know Steve Reiman in a moment is going to talk to you guys about the actual process here, but just for a moment, talk about your own impressions of living in Santa Fe and working in Santa Fe.
Well, I love Santa Fe. It's a wonderful community. It's a great place to raise a family. It didn't take much for Yuki to convince me to move down here.
Yeah.
I came down and visited a few times and immediately fell in love with Santa Fe, just like so many other people do. Mm-hmm. Never look back.
Yeah.
It's been a great place to start a business.
Well, and I know Steve wants to ask you, you've led in nicely about that, how you guys actually collaborated in this particular property.
So, and Chris, your reputation precedes you, so congratulations to you. And
thank you.
This community has enjoyed you being here just as much as you've enjoyed being here. The home here that you've built, was it out of design for yourself or out of an abstract design created for some particular market?
It was definitely designed for ourselves. When we designed it, we didn't have we hadn't started a family yet, but we have a son now, and very much with a family in mind. This area is great. There's a lot of open space just out our back door. But the design was very, very personal.
Okay, and so the split design, you know, the large recreation room at one end with a couple of bedrooms and then, you know, a master suite sort of a little excluded, that was designed knowing that you'd ultimately have crumb crunchers running around the house.
Absolutely, and the studio area of the house is quite separate, so that it offers quite a lot of privacy if you have a home office or studio, mm-hmm. and that was very intentional.
Yeah, but I think that if you're, the program of the house is not atypical of anyone who might be living in Santa Fe who does, I mean, there's, you know, you can't throw a stone in Santa Fe without hitting an artist. So I think, or even a hobbyist, you know, if somebody is a weaver or something. I mean, I think a lot of people look for properties in Santa Fe that have the flexibility to have a home occupation and a particularly an artistic one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think even though it was very personal to us, it didn't seem like designing a white elephant for Santa Fe.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah.
Quite the contrary, with the split design for the family and the generous and well-lighted. I really like the windows in the studio area. It really does give people a little refuge to do their artwork or their hobbyist, as you'd say, really enables that work.
Well, and I think maybe you're being a little bit undercutting your own artistic ability. I mean, Yuki is quite an accomplished designer herself of tableware, which she has displayed here like you're at Bloomingdale's. I mean, it's
yeah.
unbelievable. Talk a little bit about how you do that, because I think that would be of interest to listeners, and in fact, might want to come out here and take a look at what you've produced.
Well, they're more than welcome. I started in architecture, but then actually after working at a lot of architecture firms and sort of realizing that my scale was a little bit smaller than than, let's say, like designing a hospital. I ended up going back to graduate school for product design and then ended up specializing specifically in tableware and tabletop. And so I run my own company designing high-end tableware, which is mostly hand-painted bone china. So it's very specific.
Which is pretty extraordinary, and all the designs are unique. So if someone buys a particular, I'm getting into dangerous territory here, pattern, they're probably not going to see that mass-produced.
It's all hand-painted.
One of a kind.
Yeah, one of a kind.
And that makes it. And we have several ladies who are here today, so I suspect they're probably finding that a very attractive thing to add to their own accessories at their own home. Well, we've got about a minute left before we have to take another break here. I tell you, this goes very quickly. But I just want to ask you one more question, Chris. Do you have some other projects that you're working on right now?
Yes, we're currently working on a project in the city of Santa Fe, and it's the first project since this house that Yuki and I are working together on, which is always a highlight for me. It's really enjoyable to be able to collaborate with her on a project. It raises the bar significantly.
Yeah, well, that's a compliment to her and a compliment to you for your being able to work like that. That doesn't happen with every relationship, does it, Mr. Raymond? Not with yours. Yours, you have a beautiful relationship.
Well, I have a great relationship as well.
And I have one, too, so we all are happy in that regard. But I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a quick break here. We're just a tad early on that we normally have to be, but let's take a little break here on All Things Real Estate. We invite you to come on out here to 34 Calle Santa Casia. Beautiful house to take a tour of today. Refreshments. You can take a look at Yuki's tableware as well. So anyway, join us in another minute or two. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes on the show, and then Jan and Christine will be here until 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post. I'm joined in the broadcast booth today by my color commentator, Steve Raymond of Fidelity National Title. We're out here at 34 Calle Santa Casia. Beautiful afternoon, lots of refreshments. We invite you to come out and tour this property. We just had the designer and builder and sellers and owners and family people we were interviewing them. Steve, a couple of things that Yuki said before she left the table to you.
Yeah, and we were talking about the home itself because most people, when they hear the word contemporary, they start to get a little bristly or a little hard edge and stuff. This is an extremely warm home. It's very livable. You know, we have this pretension about homes sometime up here that they become so stuffy and so hard to live in. This is an extremely comfortable home. You want to take your shoes off as soon as you walk in the door.
Yeah.
And the little Asian Japanese flair in this home really offers a bit of mystique to it as well, sort of a sexy feel to it that for a family home.
Right.
This is a lot.
It is. And I think that's the word soft from added to contemporary is so critical because you're absolutely right. There are a lot of beautiful contemporary homes, but to some people they're rather cold. This is anything but that.
Mm-hmm.
So we invite you to come on over here to 34 Calle Santa Casia, take a tour, enjoy some refreshments. Before we get back into our conversation, I want to tell you about my friends at Fast Signs of Santa Fe, the sign and graphic solutions company. If you need any type of sign or graphics production as well as wide format digital printing with delivery and installation anywhere you need it, then you don't have to look any further than Fast Signs. Stop by and see Joe Martinez and his associates at Fast Signs at 720 St. Michael's Drive or call them at 474-3551. That's 474-3551. And let Fast Signs find solutions to all of your graphic needs. We're going to take a little break here on the show as far as content is concerned and talking about this beautiful property, 34 Calle Santa Casia. And I want to enter into a conversation with my good friend Steve Raymond. Steve not only is an associate broker of real estate, he is also one of the preeminent title insurance people in the state. He actually instructs people in real estate issues. So he's very well regarded. Generally speaking, there are some issues associated with ethics that we need to talk about, Steve, that are making the news. But generally speaking, we need to remind people that ethics is the foundation of every real estate practitioner's work every day, isn't it?
Absolutely right. And we need to be able to trust and rely on, in confidence, the professionals that we work with. And, you know, there was an interesting editorial in today's paper today about the ethical struggles that are happening at city level, county level, national level, state level, and the ethic challenges and, if you will, accusations, if you will. You know, the real estate industry is no different, whether it's the title industry or lenders or real estate brokers themselves. And I want to encourage our clients to really take a hard look and ask the hard questions about the ethical components and ethical decisions of their real estate professionals. There is a high-profile case coming up into trial next week, and we're all just you know, one of the problems here is anytime there's an ethical challenge, it tends to taint us all.
Yes.
And tends to put a little color on all of us. And I just want to remind folks that you can never go wrong when you never give up the high ground.
Right.
And I want to encourage all of our clients and all the community to consider all their decisions ethically and make sure that surrounding yourself with top-notch people. And there's no underlying accusation in any of this. It's just a reminder that you know, life turns out a lot better when we maintain a high ethic and we take the high road.
Right. I did see that op-ed piece today in the New Mexican that was very well written and did talk about from the local to the national level that ethical issues seems to be, at least the media is giving more attention to them, and perhaps they're more predominant than they have been in the past. But as Mr. Riemann pointed out, we as brokers have to abide by a code of ethics and standards of practice as members of the National Association of Realtors. And, in fact, those same kind of code of ethics and practice, as he said, goes throughout the entire industry. The good news for consumers, Steve, whether you're a buyer or a seller, is that our national association, our local association, our state association, and frankly, just the practice every single day requires us to be ethical in what we do. And I think it's a good thing all the way around.
Well, and I do, too. I really want to acknowledge the high ethical standards that this community, the Santa Fe Association of Realtors, NAR, that they all maintain and push. You know, in any economy where times get stressed and transactions and economy all become challenged at times in this kind of a market, there's an opportunity for a compromise or a slant on ethics. And I have to compliment those that maintain the highest level, like I say, walking the high road all the time and making sure that people can trust us. They invest a great deal of information, decision-making, finances, et cetera, and the title business. People come and sign documents all the time that they don't understand or they're not sure of. They're providing funds, and we want to make sure that people know that we work very hard to maintain the highest ethical standard and that people can trust us with their funds and their decision-making.
Apropos of that, I did receive an email just now. Hi, Ray. Obviously, let me scroll down here. Bob is listening. Hi, Ray. Are there instances when Steve recommends a lawyer represent a buyer on title issues, maybe sort of touching upon the ethical issues? I don't know.
There's no question at all. There's a real place for attorneys in our market. Again, they maintain the highest level of trust and confidence. Any time that a buyer or seller, for that matter, is concerned or curious about parts of the transaction, we strongly recommend they seek counsel and get the comfort level and the advice of the top professionals that we offer in this town. And to not avail yourself of that and to wind up in trouble later, well, that's just a silly decision, and we don't want to see it happen.
Just a sort of a personal reference here, I have a friend who actually just bought a lot of land and discovered that on the day of settlement, and this is sort of a question for you, Mr. Riemann, as well, the day of settlement, the sellers actually registered or recorded an easement on this property. You know, this was totally without any discussion with the buyer. Just happened, and, of course, it's basically stalled the entire transaction. From your standpoint, things like that, and maybe it was ignorance on the part of the sellers, but you hope that it maybe is nothing more than that, but anyway, it's not appropriate, is it?
It's entirely inappropriate, and I know the transaction that you're referring to, and people need to remember that once they go under contract, that proposed buyer has an equitable interest in the property. So you really can't, as a seller, do anything with your property or make any pledges such as easements, those sorts of things, without consulting with and getting the consent of the buyer. And in this case, buyer obviously walked in the closing table and felt a little shell-shocked that all of a sudden the terms had changed. And, you know, unbeknownst to the brokers in the transaction, et cetera, this was going on. And it does lend itself to making sure that in a transaction you surround yourself with the best people you possibly can, with title people, real estate people, attorneys, if you will, to make sure that you're surrounded by the best competent people you can find that are giving you the advice you need.
Well, good counsel as always from Steve Raymond of Fidelity National Title. I tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, we've reached that point in the show when it's time for our Legal Minute, brought to us by the law firm of Schuer, Yost & Patterson. Now today, attorney Rachel Winston offers some counsel regarding home studios. Houses located northwest of the city limits, such as 34 Calle San Acacio, where we are doing this beautiful remote broadcast today, benefit from larger lot sizes, personalized construction, and spectacular views. It's not surprising to find that many of these homes include artist studios, allowing owners to practice their craft without having to leave the boundaries of their property. Home studios dedicated to revenue-generating artistic endeavors are considered home occupations by Santa Fe City and County and are governed by county ordinances and the municipal code. So for any home-based business, it's important to be aware of and to comply with applicable government regulations. Santa Fe City Code and the County Land Development Code require owners to register their home businesses and to abide by certain licensing restrictions. For instance, the city requires that not more than 25% of the gross floor area of a building dwelling, including accessory buildings, are devoted to a home business. The county allows up to 50% of the floor area to be used. In addition, depending on whether a home business has employees and/or customers or clients visiting the residence, city or county parking restrictions may apply. Santa Fe County also has home occupation restrictions on activities which may represent a nuisance to neighbors, while the city restricts activities which may create a risk to the health, safety, or property of neighbors. The city allows one sign on the property advertising the home business, and it may be no larger than 1 square foot in area, while the county also allows one sign, which must be non-illuminated and can be up to 9 square feet in size. Well, that's a big size sign, isn't it? These are just a few examples of the regulations that may apply to your home-based business. Restrictions may be different if the property is located in the extraterritorial zone, whatever that is. Is that, what is that?
That's the EZA. That's the area co-managed between the county and the city.
Thank you so much. But now for information about regulations that may apply to your home occupation and to request a registration application, contact the appropriate land use department. Finally, anyone considering the purchase of a residence for use as a home-based business should also review any covenants which apply to the property, since they may list additional restrictions related to commercial activities. Thanks again to attorney Rachel Winston for a very useful Legal Minute. If you have your own legal questions regarding home-based businesses, please contact Rachel at the Schuer, Yost & Patterson Law Firm at 989-7500. Steve, this is an issue in, you know, larger properties. We are an artistic community. There are people that want to have studios. Probably none quite as nice as what Yuki Murata has here, but nonetheless, they still like to do that kind of business in this community, don't they?
Oh, and they do, and all the more reason why people need to carefully investigate the home, the covenants, regulations that may affect their ability to continue to use part of the home for business. By the way, we checked, and coming after before we came out to 34 Calle San Acacio, this home business is permitted and perfectly legal. So we just wanted to put that out as well.
Absolutely. And not only that, but Chris Long is licensed as a builder. So we're dealing totally within the law today, aren't
absolutely.
We?
Absolutely. That's the highest of ethics.
Yeah, well, that requires that we all drink a glass of water right now and toast the fact that these sellers of this property, the brokers that are involved in it, are not only ethical, but they also are abiding within the confines of the state, county, and local law. So anyway, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate a little bit early, but we'll give some more time at the end of the show to my broker colleagues, Christina Bronco and Jan Hamilton. Stay tuned. We'll come back here at 34 Calle San Acacio. We invite you to come on out here and enjoy this beautiful property, take a tour, have some refreshments. Talk to Mr. Steve Raymond of Fidelity National Title. We'll be back in a
60 KTRC.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house. Pretty
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today we are doing a beautiful, well, because it is a beautiful setting, but a beautiful remote broadcast from 34 Calle San Acacia. And we invite you to come on out here to this soft contemporary home, which is very close to downtown. Just take 599 to Camino de los
Montoyas.
Depends on which direction you're coming on 599. It's either a left or a right. But when you come on that, then you make a right-hand turn on Calle San Acacia. You can follow all of the open house real estate signs. Come to 34 and join us for a tour of this beautiful property. Enjoy some refreshments. Talk to Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title, who has been my color commentator throughout the broadcast. And we are welcoming, once again, Steve, our good friends, our colleagues in the firm. We're all brokers. Christina Bronco and Jan Hamilton to sort of round out the end of the program talking about the beautiful features of the show. Steve, before we let the ladies talk again, sort of walking through the property, as you said, this place is easy to get to.
It's straight El Camino de los Montoyas, which is just off of 599. There's no red light here, by the way. It's a straight shot, straight up north on Camino de los Montoyas, and then the right-hand turn on Calle San Acacia. It's probably 10 minutes straight from here to De Vargas Mall, and I think you're on a total of actually three roads to do that. This is probably one of the easiest open houses you'll find, and yet it is in a beautifully remote and tranquil setting out here.
And that sets up this email I received, and it's a natural question. I'll let you answer this, Steve. It's a really simple answer. Ray, are there paved roads in this community from Tom? And the reason why he's asking, it's not uncommon for even these very, very expensive developments to have not paved roads, but...
Yes,
the answer is yes.
These are paved all the way up here.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So come on up, Tom. We invite you. And if that was holding you back, you don't have any reason not to be here today. So come on over. Anyway, welcome back to the show, Christina and Jen. Let's talk a little bit about the features of this property. And again, why don't we walk through as if we're walking through the front door. I'm a buyer. I'm coming to this beautiful open house today. And I've walked through the front door. What am I going to see?
Well, as we've been saying throughout the show, this is a stunning single-level soft contemporary home. And as you walk through the front door, the house just opens up, the home just opens up to a very open, flexible floor plan of living room, dining, and this fabulous, fabulous kitchen with a six-burner Wolf range with side-by-side ovens. There's also a very efficient pantry laundry room that's located right off of the kitchen. One thing that hasn't been mentioned today is that there is an incredible indoor-outdoor feeling of this house. There are portals, large sliding glass doors, a lot of light, and so there's a wonderful integration of indoor-outdoor space. From the main living area, there is a wing that includes the master bedroom, two other bedrooms, a hall, bath, and an office. The master bedroom is situated down a private hallway that's very well suited for displaying light-sensitive artwork. The master bath is amazing, with an open Japanese-style walk-in shower. It has a jetted two-person tub, cabinetry with green slate counters, and the shared bath in the hallway also is a full bath with a tub. On the other end of the house is the guest suite, which has a private bath and shares a kind of family room den area with the main house, and off of that area is this fabulous 620-square-foot working studio. The studio features lofty ceilings. It has a built-in desk, shelving, a display banco, skylights, and it, too, has access to a garden area. So there are appealing features throughout this house. Another thing I'd like to mention is that it is adobe with some frame. The construction is adobe. And it does have a very sizable heated workshop area that is not part of the square footage of this home. And rare for Santa Fe, it has attic space, Other features include an interior fire suppression system, in-floor radiant heat, a rainwater catchment cistern system, irrigation system, and the list goes on.
Well, and so now, Mr. and Mrs. Listener, you're getting a very good visual of this property. A couple of things I want to mention again, just the fundamentals. It's four bedrooms, three full baths. That main house is, what, about 3,800 square feet, 3,900 square feet?
33,
and so we're counting the 600 square foot studio as part of that. You're on 2.5 acres of land. Steve, the thing I noticed driving up here is you really feel like you're all by yourself, which is nice.
It's a very remote feel, and if you don't mind, I'm going to shout out to the men out there that are listening today and getting ready for some television or some football. I know it's football weekend. Turn the television off. This is a great man's home, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah.
It's got nooks and crannies. It's got offices. It's got great big spaces for big screen televisions. It's got an oversized garage. It's got a great inside-outside feel. I think this is not something that you're going to buy, folks, just to appease your bride.
Right.
This is something that the men of this world are really going to. I think this is a great home for a man. I really do.
Yeah. and I could tell that as you were walking around when you first got here. And what's the flooring, Christina? It's I love it throughout. It's concrete, right?
It's concrete floor, colored concrete floors, and they're really comfortable to live with and very easy to maintain and clean. And it's just the colors, the palette of colors in the house are so nice and very soothing. It's a house that you just feel like being comfy and being home and bring your friends over as well.
That's a credit to Yuki, the designer. She actually thought all that through, and Chris, the builder. Some of the things that I know that we talked about when Yuki and I were walking through here a few days ago doing a video walkthrough is they designed it in such a way so that there's constant flow of air throughout, which I think Yuki's across the yard. Is that sort of an Asian kind of influence too, maybe a little bit?
Santa Fe climate.
Okay, that's dummy Ray. Of course it is. That's why we created it that way. But that is a nice feature, though, isn't it?
It's very nice.
Even in the middle of the summer, I think there's a lot of breeze always coming through to keep it cool naturally.
It's very nice. And it will be a great house to throw great parties and, entertain your friends. And it's just very inviting. So come on out. We would love for you to come and see.
Again, that's 34 Calle San Acacia. Mr. Riemann, again, it's easy to get to. What's the best way to come in here?
Straight north on Camino de los Montoyas off of 599 and make a right on San Acacia. It's a simple stretch and an easy drive to a very gentle and remote sort of quiet area.
Now, I know a lot of people are downtown enjoying the Fiesta Parade, and if you're going to drive up here and you're not enjoying the Fiesta Parade, we want you to avoid Guadalupe Street because it's going to be a mess down there. And if you want to get here while Christina and Jan are actually holding their open house until 3 o'clock, to sort of avoid that area. But also, too, if you're down at Tsuki Market, you can come up on the back way through Tano Road and come down here and make a left-hand turn on San Acacia. So if you're down there enjoying brunch, and I was down there earlier this morning and the place was packed, eat your brunch and come on up here. I know you're listening to us on the radio in your car, so drive on up here. You're going to enjoy it because you can have some finishing refreshments. And also, too, Colin McAdams, my technician from Button Broadcasting, is holding up some free tickets to what is that event again, Colin? Let me just read it here. He's got a handful. I mean, a stack of free tickets. Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino's Free Fall Music Fest presented by Beaver Toyota Scion. It's on Friday, October 1st, Saturday, October 2nd, and Sunday, October 3rd. A lot of these groups, only Colin, who's of the right age, would know who they are, but they look fabulous to me. So anyway, he's giving away free tickets today. This is a heck of a deal. You ought to come up here just for that alone. And besides touring the property. So anyway, we're trying to give away prizes. We're giving you away free refreshments. We let you on a tour of the house today. So, you know, Christina, is there anything else people should be doing? And as Mr. Riemann said, turn off the TV, don't watch football, right?
Absolutely. Just come and see us.
Yeah.
We're waiting.
Yeah. Steve, I know you've seen a million properties around this community. You've seen a lot of contemporary homes. You've probably handled thousands of buyers who have settled on contemporary properties. I haven't seen one quite as nice as this one, though, because I think it's that soft element that really makes it.
And I agree. And I think it's very well priced. I think, it's a bargain. This is a good home for folks. And this is your Santa Fe retreat, but close to town with all the gentle, livable spaces that you want. Right before, by the way, not all of us are as old as you are.
Okay.
I would certainly recognize those lonely boys.
Okay, there you go.
This is $125 music pass for free that Colin's given away. So, heck, folks, if nothing else, stop by, run through the house, and get yourself a free ticket.
Absolutely, and those tickets will be left here, right, Colin, even after we close out the show. So you've got until 3 o'clock to get a $125 ticket for free just for showing up today and being nice to Christina and Jan and taking a tour of this beautiful house. So come on over here to 34 Collier Santa Casa. Guys, we've got about a minute to go. Steve, what would you like to say?
Yeah, I just want to give a toss out to my buddy Joey Roybal, who's back at the office today working. The business at Fidelity Title has been real good, and we're doing some overtime. And Joey said he'd come in and work all day today, provided I give him a shout-out from the right microphone. So thanks, JR, for all the work you're doing.
Aren't you nice? That's great. Jan Hamilton, thank you so much for letting us be here today. Any last thoughts for the listeners before we close out the show?
I just want to thank both Ray and Steve for just a wonderful afternoon and an opportunity to invite you all out to see this beautiful property that they've been talking about for the last hour. We'd love to share it with you. Again, avoid Guadalupe, come up St. Francis Drive to 599 up Camino de los Montoyos and right on Calle Santa Casa. We look forward to seeing you.
And don't miss the cookies. The cookies are homemade by Yuki, and they are good.
And it looks like somebody's pulling up right now. Anyway, Christina, any last thoughts before we close out the show?
Well, again, Ray, it's been a pleasure to putting this show together with you. And Steve, it's always fabulous to do a transaction with you. So we are looking forward to doing this transaction with you, since you are the closing officer for this property.
Absolutely.
That would be our privilege.
That would be his privilege indeed. Well, I want to encourage everyone to come today to 34 Calle Santa Casa, just a short drive from Route 599, and tour this fabulous property. Thank you, Christina Bronco and Jan Hamilton of Santa Fe Realty Partners, and Yuki Murata and Chris Wheeler-Long for letting us broadcast the show from your open house today. A special thank you to Mr. Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title for offering, as always, some terrific color commentary. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, Colin McAdams, my technician, as well as Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a fine program. Thank you for tuning into the show today, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate, so call me at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all.